and Seth Dunlap from our KSJB newsroom. And on the phone with us is EPA Regional Administrator for the Region 8 Mountains and Plains Region, Cyrus Western. Administrator Western, good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Appreciate the call.
Yes. The Trump administration and the EPA announced the repeal of the mercury and air toxics standards or MATS regulations enacted under the Biden administration in 2024. First of all, what can you tell us about the new regulations and the changes?
So I think the big takeaway is this, is that these regulations were going to take coal-fired generation and basically just put it out of business entirely. They were setting these emission standards so low that none of these coal burning units up in North Dakota, whether it's Coal Creek or some of these other ones, they basically just were not going to be able to meet it, meaning that they were going to have to stop burning coal and shift to some other way to generate power, right? So it really had some serious negative economic impacts, and a lot of the middle-class jobs that these facilities support, those were in jeopardy, right? So President Trump and Administrator Zeldin took decisive actions. Enough is enough. We're going to take regulations, put them back in a common-sense, reasonable place that allows these facilities to continue to burn coal while simultaneously ensuring that they also have clean air as well.
Yeah, I know the Trump administration has touted that it is going to save, and I think I'm quoting the administration here, $670 million. Can you expand on how those savings are calculated and where exactly those will be seen and effects to the industry you were pointing to there?
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of those costs are borne by these utility companies who have to spend above and beyond to retrofit some of these facilities with new technology. And so over the last, really the last 20 years or so, a lot of these utilities have spent huge sums to, I guess for the simplification of your listener, to basically buy these widgets that you install on these coal-burning power plants to reduce their emissions. And so there was a lot of facilities that were going to have to spend a lot of money to upgrade. And so this helps give them that relief. While simultaneously ensuring that these utilities can continue to burn coal and deliver affordable, reliable power to customers.
How could residents of North Dakota, those listening, expect this to affect them? Will this affect the bottom line, those energy bills?
Well, I think this. I mean, if you look across really the entire nation, but especially in the Western Hemisphere, in the Dakotas, the Rocky Mountain West, et cetera, a lot of these utilities have been increasing their utility bills for ratepayers, for average folks. Certainly I'm a Wyoming guy, so from there. So some of these utilities have consistently increased these utilities because for one of the big reasons they've been increasing them is regulatory compliance. It's not like it's something that you can just order on Amazon you can install on these facilities that's going to reduce your emissions. Some of these technology can cost hundreds of millions of dollars, even just for one facility potentially, right? So these utilities generally, they want stability and they want predictability. The more they have that, the less cost they're going to incur and the less cost they're going to pass on to consumers.
Talking to EPA Region 8 Administrator Cyrus Western here on KSJB, one of the effects of the deregulation is, bottom line, allowing more mercury and other metals to be emitted. Of course, there's arguments that that is just too burdensome, as you mentioned, for these producers. But people say this will harm fish, wildlife, even people up here in North Dakota. Should people feel less safe after this?
I would push back against critics who are saying that, because I think that's just based in fact. This repeal is not going to allow any additional mercury or any other additional metals being emitted. This just simply reverts back to the 2012 standard, which is a very high and appropriate standard, right? Because I think people are this paradigm of like either we're pro industry or pro environment, but not both. When the truth is, and the Administrator Zeldin, President Trump has emphasized this, you can be both. We can stimulate the economy while simultaneously protecting the environment. Because in this specific case, that 2012 standard, when it was gone into effect, it has reduced mercury emissions by 90%. It has reduced emissions of arsenic, of lead and other metals by 80%+. So there's a really clear track record that standard is appropriate, that standard is high, but it also allows some of these utilities to burn this really abundant, very cheap source of electrical generation, whereas the standards we just released, basically we're going to put these folks out of business, drive up utility prices, kill middle-class jobs, and so that's where President Trump and Administrator Zeldin stepped in and said, enough is enough, let's put the regs at a very reasonable, common sense place that protects the environment, but also allows for economic development.
Yeah, and you know, you're from the West, like you said. Are you an outdoorsman, Administrator Western?
Absolutely.
Too?
I'm a big hunter, big fisher. I'm a big. Hopefully, I'll draw the archery tags I want for elk in Wyoming this year, but that's a different discussion.
There you go. Big fishing state up here, so we have a big outdoorsman audience and fisherman Absolutely. Audience here. Some of them are worried that the pollutants could affect walleye and waterfowl populations here. Anything yeah. that you could tell them?
Well, I mean, so the EPA goes through a very intensive, very rigorous process. Reviewing science, reviewing the data, reviewing technology. When we know this isn't just Administrator Zeldin pulling out his pen and just signing a piece of paper. There's a very thorough process with a lot of technical staff that goes through that, you know, what are the implications of this rollback across the spectrum, right? The economic impacts, the health impacts, et cetera. And we feel very confident that this rollback can be done while simultaneously ensuring human health, right? That is the number one priority of the EPA. We got to protect human health. So we got to make sure folks have clean air, right? And so we remain confident that this going back to the 2012 standard is genuinely protective of human health and the environment as well.
And speaking with EPA Region 8 Administrator Cyrus Western, appreciate him joining us. Mr. Western, the EPA also approved North Dakota's coal combustion residuals program recently, which will allow the state to regulate disposal of coal waste, other resources, rather than the federal government. What can you tell us about this? What practical effects does this have for North Dakotans?
Yes. So the administrator believes that, you know, regulation ought to be, to the greatest extent allowable, needs to be at the state level. I think North Dakota knows North Dakota best, not Washington, not the agency, right? So Washington can be the regulator, or North Dakota, Bismarck can be the regulator. You know, I think for folks across the spectrum, for folks walking, you know, in the streets of downtown Bismarck or, you know, some of these regulated companies, it makes it more practical because it saves money and it saves time. You know, the reality is North Dakota can move faster and do it cheaper than the federal government can. I think that's the main takeaway there. And so I think whatever states are in the driver's seat for regulating themselves and regulating industry, that's a better win-win outcome that the administrator wants. And I think it's better for folks in North Dakota.
Yeah, Governor Kelly Armstrong and his administration here have been supportive of that move, certainly.
Absolutely.
And Administrator, and look, I'll kind of close with this question for you. Energy advocates and industry leaders very supportive of the deregulation of coal and more easily accessible energy resources, absolutely. One thing up here in North Dakota, and I'm sure you're aware of this, we're a big wind state, and the Trump administration has indicated a bit of a hostile approach, some of it through the EPA here. We have over 2,200 wind turbines, 30% of our energy up here from wind. Even some of those who are very, very supportive of your administration, the Trump administration, have pushed back against that a little bit. What should people in North Dakota expect in regards to wind energy and regulatory steps there in the future?
Sure. Well, look, however private wind developers want to spend their money, that's up to them, right? It's their money. They can spend it however they want. I think the record would show that, you know, there has been a very heavy hand that has approached these traditional sources, nuclear, oil and gas, coal, et cetera. And so that's been the main focus of Administrator Zeldin and the president, is that these sources have been quite frankly, they've just been beat up on, you know, for the last decade or two, and that we want to ensure that we are taking our fingers off the scale, or our thumb off the scale, excuse me, and ensuring that regulation is reasonable. To the folks who are saying that they get to run around and just pollute left and right, that is absolutely not the truth. We're the EPA. We are 100% committed to clean air, clean water, human health and the environment. But we also think that can be achieved while allowing for economic development and productivity here. Because if we just, you know, these middle-class jobs, I think this is where, my conversation with Governor Armstrong, he really gets it, that these middle-class jobs are so important to successful, thriving communities, and that we absolutely can strike that balance.
You've spoken to Governor Armstrong, like you said, I'm sure, quite a bit. He's supportive of the wind energy push here. He's also, as you said, a big supporter of the coal energy push. Just to clarify again, no steps to take wind energy away from North Dakota in any capacity?
Again, we're really focused on letting the states, North Dakota knows North Dakota best, and we really want to work with them. And our focus right now is ensuring that that coal-fired generation and all those traditional sources of baseload, again, nuclear, natural gas, et cetera, that they get their time and we ensure that they were getting regulations out of the way.
It's EPA Regional Administrator Cyrus Western. He's the Region 8 Administrator for the Mountains and Plains Region. Mr. Western, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us here on KSJB, and I hope we're able to chat again.
Thanks so much for having me on.